Taylor Wallace hanging out in Studio 1A, and I'm joined by Austin's Cosmico. The album Overthinker Know-It-All is out on Friday, and there is an album release show on Friday as well at Empire Control Room, and they'll be joined by Ace Sinclair and Slow Mo Drags. Thank you all for being here this afternoon.
Thank you for having us, Taylor.
What are we going to hear first?
Our first song is Nothing That Matters.
Up, it's on me and I am by the yes. Make it right. Oh, I would if I could make it right. I said that I could change, but I can't change out the night. Change, but I can't change. I said that I could change, but I can't change overnight.
Happen to me, but I think
We're here in Studio 1A with Austin's Cosmico. That is Nothing That Matters from their album Overthinker Know It All. That's out this weekend, and the album release show is Friday, the 22nd, at Empire Control Room. They are joined by Ace and Claire and Slow Mo Drags. And some of these songs are up on Spotify already. If you just can't wait for the whole tuna of that. I'm sitting here talking to Greg Dinn. Guys, thank you again so much for being here this afternoon. Greg, can you introduce us to these guys surrounding you?
Yes, ma'am. To my right, or on the radio, to the middle, we have Kevin Manship on the guitar. We have Michael Martinez on the keys. We have John Sticks Dinn on the drums. And we have Andrew Simmons on the bass guitar.
Excellent. So this is the debut album.
Yes.
And if we back up just a little bit, this band, to my understanding, has kind of come out of a motorcycle accident you had several years ago. And while you're in recovery, you were working on your music, and there was a bit of your musicianship getting better and better, more proficient, and that kind of motivating you to focusing on the recovery.
Well, it was interesting. It was sort of out of necessity that I started playing guitar again. So when I got into the crash, my right elbow went through a windshield and it stopped working, or my hand stopped working, rather. And occupational therapy, for anyone who's done it, knows that it's really difficult and it's tedious and it's more of an exercise in mentality than it is in physicality in a lot of ways. And so they have you playing with balls of putty when you're trying to make your fingers work again and stuff like that. And I just kept throwing the putty because I'd get so dissatisfied with my capabilities. And then I didn't think I was going to be playing guitar again after the crash until we realized that the hand was going to work if I just worked at it. So I picked up the guitar, and that actually turned into my therapy. And so I don't think I'm quite as, you know, there as I once was. But I mean, bar chords, man.
Yeah, oh, for sure. And so at what point, when you really started putting a lot of energy into the music, did you start forming the band?
We had some songs together. My brother and I and Andrew here had some songs together. And a producer in town, Frenchie Smith, heard us play at Stubbs. We just played a show just to, you know, basically show my parents they didn't have to worry about their little boy anymore. And so it was just going to, honestly, for me, it was kind of going to be a one-off. And then he saw us and he was like, look, you guys need to put a band together, and I want to record you. And from there, we were thinking about people that we loved and people we knew. And Kevin was the genius choice for a guitar player. I mean, kid rocks, not the musician. Sorry.
I agree with you. Not about the musician.
And then we met Mike, because Mike's a floater on the keys. He's everywhere. And he's just around, you know? You need Mike, he's in your back pocket right now, look.
I already pulled him out, he's over there.
I was talking to the drivers that are listening.
And so, well, to do this kind of one-off show and to be approached by somebody who is a Grammy-nominated producer but is also just so well-known and loved around town, and everybody wants to work with him, but this is a guy who's coming up to you and saying, put together a band, I want to record you. How did that feel? I mean,
well, at first I didn't know who he was, and then, you know, and Frenchie is a charismatic man, and, you know, I think for the rest of my life I'll work to be as much of an enigma as he is. And it'll never get close, you know. The man's a shooting star. And so he's like hanging out with us on the outside stage at Stubbs because, you know, we're never going to play there. So we were on the inside stage. But afterwards, we're allowed to hang out on the outside stage. And he was like, man, I'm going to record you guys. Like, no question at all. No question about whether he was going to do it or not. And then sure enough, I mean, talked to him on the phone a couple times. He helped shape a lot of the sound. He helped, you know, formulate some of the players. He was sort of like a, you know, he was like that cricket in Pinocchio.
Jiminy Cricket?
He's like Jiminy Cricket in a lot of ways, you know, and in a lot of ways, like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Moving it back to the sound, there's a lot of moving parts in all of these songs. So how collaborative is the songwriting?
songwriting is usually an extremely collaborative effort where I'll come up with, as a writer mostly, I'll do the lyrics, but that's only after the music's been sorted out. So I'll typically come to the band, or the band will come with a couple of chords, a structure, something loose, and we all sort of hammer it out together. And once that's done, for the most part, I've been lucky enough to have the, what did we call you guys, you two? The Proven Grooves, the bass player and the drummer. They're called the Proven Grooves in this band. And they just trust me with writing lyrics and melodies over the stuff that we'll come up with. And so I'm really lucky. It's not like my brother, who's the drummer, doesn't say, dude, that sucks, you should fix that.
Well, you've got to have somebody who loves you enough to tell you what sucks.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's John and Kevin.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We're here in Studio 1A with Cosmico. The album Overthinker Know-It-All is out this weekend, and the release show is this Friday at Empire Control Room with Ace and Claire and Slow Mo Drags. Let's hear more of that just great rock and roll.
Thank you, ma'am. We'll be right back.
That's Ivory Coast. We are here in Studio 1A with Austin's Cosmico. Overthinker Know-It-All is out this weekend, and the release show's this weekend, too. It's Friday at Empire Control Room with Ace and Claire and Slow-Mo Drags. Greg, John, Michael, Kevin, and Andrew, thank you guys so much one more time for being in here this afternoon.
Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure. It's an honor. We only listen to public radio. We love you.
It's the way to do it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Public radio love. And it is Love Austin Music Month, so just layer on that love, right?
Yeah.
Today's Studio 1A was mixed by Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove. Our multimedia crew today is 100% manned by Jorge Sanhueza Lyon. Deidre Gott is our Studio 1A producer today, assisted by Rick McNulty. You can check out the two songs you've heard, the interview and a bonus third song, at KUTX.org. My name is Taylor Wallace, and you're listening to KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.
Keep you real when you're raking it in, you're raking it in.